Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. My name is Nadine. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Fighting this cold, but...
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you're a little into the weather.
Yeah. That's why I get to work from home today. So I don't want to get anyone sick.
Yay for Nadine.
Right? So I understand you've been talking with Doug, and he does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. I know that this is still something you need to run by your son, I believe you mentioned. I at least want to get to the meat and potatoes of it all. You're pretty familiar with how Google works. Do you have any questions regarding that or the placement that we do?
Not really. What we're talking about is local business listing and search engine marketing, basically.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then I did see that you have Facebook. I found the website. I see the Angie's leads. I see Yelp. So you have a pretty good online presence. Just, you know, when it comes to finding you on Google, you're not there, right? This is where typically.
I just started all this on Sunday.
Yeah,
so,
I heard.
Google business listing. So getting approved.
Good job. So you're getting that verified now? You're going through that process.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking through everything right now. So as I was looking through the notes, I know that you're also targeting, he mentioned, let's see, where did he put it here? Riverdale, and you're going out about a 30-mile radius for both residential and commercial. That's typically what
right.
you're targeting, right? Okay.
Because as I said, and this is where our little community doesn't always fit in with the scripts. Because our Riverdale is only a city of 400 people, and I'm the former mayor of it. So when it comes to like knowing people in town, not a problem. The deal is we're right in the Quad Cities, which is a 300,000 person community. So yes, we definitely need to make sure that we're seen. It's just being on the top of the Google listing for Riverdale is not going to get us anything. I'm really more
interested
in making sure that
outside
we're effective in
that
30-mile radius.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
it's just kind of charming. It happens all the time.
I totally agree.
I'm in the marketing and advertising business for, you know, that's my main job. So, this I'm doing for fun to help my son. So, it's a blast. Yeah,
well, good for
really,
you.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. Yeah.
Good for you. What I would recommend, to be honest with you, is our Platinum package, because that's the one that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. So you're not charged per call, per job, or per click. Like, there won't be additional click fees, in other words. So Doug did put in for a new in business rate for you because you're under the five-year mark, what we consider a new business deal. So what you would be looking at, Mike, is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. It will come with a one-time $99 setup fee. That would be to cover the programming. So it would make the initial investment $348 to get it started, and then you pay $249 every month after that with no contracts. And that gives you first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We do the Facebook advertising, which with Facebook ads, we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, you can either direct them.
I have a Facebook campaign that I just launched on Sunday, and I'm not happy with Meta. It just in terms of so there is an opportunity here, I think, to work together as far as like, because while I work in advertising and marketing, most of my work is in branding and brand messaging, public relations and events and long form content and things like that. It's not search engine marketing. Okay. I mean, I walk clients through SEO, but then I hand them off to an SEO company to optimize their page.
Yeah.
Where I talk about, so I could really use someone who completely gets how to make sure that the Google business listing is correct and optimized and flagged for, I think I had a headline that had an exclamation point, and of course that tied everything up for like 20 hours because I couldn't figure out. Well, you know, welcome. That's life of dealing with the Google bots, right? I deal with it all the time on YouTube, with all of the content creators I work with. So, algorithms are my friend and my mortal enemy. So yeah, I could really use working with someone who understands how to modify, maximize, and continually kind of hone both the Facebook and Google. I would see real value in that.
But yeah, like and this, we have know, and we do have
wise,
a team.
You're fine as far as pricing. But I really want and Bing, yeah, Bing's great, Instagram's great, but right now I'm focused primarily on the big two, Google and Facebook. But I'm certainly open to opening it up to, you know, down the road. I know Meta's trying to sell its entire package, its entire suite, including Threads and Instagram. That's fine. That's okay. And we'll be producing more content because that's, again, that's my sweet spot. That's not Chris's. So,
yeah.
I've got a whole campaign of just little tips that we'll be putting in our Facebook group, in his Facebook group of like things that you can do at home to make your appliances work better. That we're just going to be pushing that out virally to people as much as we can. But it'd be nice to have as a companion with that an ongoing advertising campaign to generate leads.
Yeah. And that's the one thing.
I'm sorry, I didn't need to interrupt.
No, that's okay. That's okay. And the Facebook ads, I mean, I'll be honest, they have a better conversion rate as opposed to the Google ads. And not that the Google ads don't work, but, and I think it's constantly retargeting.
Yeah, I ran a big campaign for, Lucky Tiger, the people that own Barbasol. I don't know if you've ever been in a barber shop, but they have Barbasol all over the place. Those guys also own a men's grooming line called Lucky Tiger. And I helped put together a big Facebook campaign or social media campaign for them. And they were testing that and the conversion rate on that versus what they were doing with their online display through. And they were working with a local TV station in Gray or something. So, and we killed them on using Facebook. But of course, it was a pretty low barrier to get in. We're wanting people to sign up to get their email newsletter, so there was no cost. So we're happy to do that. But it was a much better fit for social media because it was much more about lifestyle than about just price.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing with the Facebook ads is that you could be very targeted, whether it's targeting an audience by interest, income level, by location. Yeah. By the way, the website looks really good. Did you do that yourself as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You did a great job on that.
Yeah, and in fact, thanks. And in fact, on the Facebook stuff, yeah, I definitely would like to have someone come in and kind of hone it because I put together a pretty tight geographic circle of where we wanted to hit and you can get really nice and focused interest wise because we can talk specifically about brands of appliances, appliance repair and appliance installation and appliance maintenance. So that's pretty much everybody that we'd want to talk to. And I got an email from a guy in Connecticut this morning who said, "Hey, your ad appeared in Connecticut. Just thought you should know." I'm like,
yeah,
what the hell?
It happens. You're not the only person it's happened to. I've known of a lot of business owners that have ran their own Facebook ads and somehow they've ended up in like a whole different state. And they're like, what in the world? Yeah. And someone got mad at a guy one time because he said, I don't cover your area. And the person got all upset. He's like, did they really think I was going to go to where they were at? And I'm like, I know.
Well, I'm not mad. I just would love to have someone who can focus on the earth and used to dealing with Facebook and Google. Deal with those things because it's those, you know, to sit there and kind of relearn how to verify a Google business after I did it, you know, 8 years ago for another client.
Yeah, now they're doing all the video verifications. Yeah, now they're doing all the video verifications because they're basically separating the cream from the fat is what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Google started cracking down on that. That's because there's a lot of businesses out there that are not legitimate, taking away business from companies like yourselves. That are, right? And so they started really just separating, weeding out the illegitimate, I guess you would say is what they're doing. Yeah. So, which is a plus for you guys because it does get you verified a lot faster. But this is definitely the package that I would recommend for you even before going into Google Ads. Google Ads, don't get me wrong, they work well, but they're a lot more expensive. I mean, a package like that, you're looking at $449 a month. Because what we're doing is we're allocating $300 of that to your Google Ads. So sure. That's why I say you're not incurring an additional click fees, because we're providing you a flat rate. Now, from the Google ads, of course, you could target specific areas. You could target by zip code, by mile radius, whichever you prefer. But mm-hmm. Google ads across all industries is a 4% conversion rate. When you compare it to Facebook ads, you're looking at 9% conversion rate across all industries. Oh, so yeah. It's like double the conversion rate.
Yep.
And I know it
yep.
sounds
Absolutely.
Weird, right? Because you would think it'd be the opposite, but it's not. And it's because it's that constant retargeting is what it's doing, I feel, in my opinion, okay. is the retargeting. It's that, always that reminder. Like even when I've searched for something or I've talked about something with my sister-in-law and all of a sudden I'm on my Facebook and I'm getting ads on something we were just talking about. It's like, okay, how did that happen? You know? I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. No,
but
And that's perfect. You know, I'm all about targeting ads because as a guy who makes ads for a living, I hate it when people start bagging on stuff that I've made because it's not of interest to them. I'm like, you know, that's not on the creator. That's on the media team that designed to put together a media buy that was completely ineffective. So,
yeah. So, I mean, how do you feel about this program, or what do you think your son's going to say about it?
Well, look. What he wants is he wants to make sure he has enough volume he can keep busy and build clients. That's all
uh-huh.
I'm concerned. My job is to make sure that we do that and we figure out what it's costing us and I'm able to keep tabs on what's working, what's not
getting
working.
Getting that return.
What's working, less of what's not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really simple.
Now, from that $249, we're going to allocate $100 to your Facebook ads, again, that we're managing. We always prefer to start you off at the minimum. That doesn't mean that you can't turn around and say, I want to allocate more money to that. You can do that at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system, which also, Mike, is going to allow you to track your results and not just taking our word mm-hmm. for it, like, oh, hey, you got this many clicks, or you're able to see the analytics yourself as well through our reporting
mm-hmm.
system. And that
when I have and I have landing pages, different landing pages set up for each channel that we'll be using. So that's
okay.
easy enough. I can give you a URL for all the Google ads, a URL for all the Facebook ads. And we can see, you know, how many people are hitting the site because while it's important we drive them to the site, it's also important that I'm able to kind of look and see where people are going and what they're doing.
Yeah.
And kind of where they're bailing out.
Now, as far as you've been running Google ads yourself too as well, or?
I just set it up on Sunday. It hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, on the Google ads.
The only advertising that started is the Facebook stuff. And as I found out this morning, they're running my ads in Connecticut as well as the Quad City.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah,
so
the Facebook ads. Yeah, whatever we do, we're not going to tinker with your Google ads, right? Because this particular package is to manage your Google business profile, optimize
mm-hmm.
it, maintain it, and it's also to manage the Facebook ads, and then, of course, like the directory submission that we do, and also with the voice,
yep.
or not the voice, excuse me, the mobile platform, okay?
Yep.
No, so
that's great. Well, and the most important thing, we need to have that Google business listing verified and operating so that we
yes.
can get reviews because
and you did mention you started that process too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long ago did you already did your video verification or not yet?
I don't know. No.
Are you waiting on the PIN code?
I'm looking here real quick.
Okay.
Trying to figure out, let's see what we have for. I keep getting logged out of my Google Workspace here.
Oh, good. You got the Google Workspace. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I set up Google Voice accounts for each tech and for the business, and we've got the crystalfixit.com domain now for our email addresses so that people aren't
uh-huh.
using personal email. You know, just
yeah.
for the last week, I've kind of, like, taken them up a level.
Okay.
So let's see real quick. I And one of the challenges is I've got so many ridiculous
different emails, different
tabs open. Right, I know.
Oh, you're like me.
I'm working on producing a podcast with some people in Los Angeles at the same time. So I've got
no way
scriptwriters and talent studios and everything on top of all this stuff.
Oh wow! Yeah, it's funny you say that because I have a two monitor. So because I have always so many different tabs open, because as I'm speaking with someone, I'm doing research on one, you know what I mean? Like, I just got to see, like, what's out there. Because, of course, I don't want to offer you something you already have. That doesn't make any sense. So it is my job to also do my research, too, you know? So I have – you don't even want to see what my desktop looks like.
So I've got your business is not visible to customers. Google is processing your verification. It usually takes a few minutes. It's been telling me that now for 2 days. And it's not publicly visible. The Crystalfixit listing is not currently visible. So when I take a look at the Google Business Profile Manager, it just says I'm processing it, that I've got a store code, I've got a business, I've got a location. I've got, I'm 100% verified, it says. I have no reviews. I have my linked account to my workspace. So I think that's what that needs to be. It looks like it's jammed up somewhere.
Yeah, typically, because sometimes they'll give you a PIN code via text or... And usually if you've submitted, like doing the video verification, right, like they want a picture of your work tools and stuff like that is what's part of the video verification process.
For any of that,
Okay. So it might just be stuck in a spot, and it says it should happen within a few minutes. Have you tried submitting anything to see what it does?
Submitting anything.
Like is there anything on there that gives you like a link to refresh or submit or – troubleshoot or anything like that?
No. Let's see. Verify your business on Google. Learn how to claim your profile. I mean, it's just like the typical, and I did all this stuff.
Okay.
How to edit your profile.
Yeah, we can take a look at it because typically our team, like we've run across problems where businesses are trying to PIN verify themselves. And I had one guy I was talking to a while back. He submitted his video verification like 8 different times and it was not going through. And so we had to step in and help him out to get it straightened out. So we were able to get one of our reps on the phone from Google to help him, because sometimes there's that little glitch. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But it could be that yours might just be stuck, or maybe it's just taking a little bit longer. It shouldn't take that long, but our team would take a look at it to see what's going on.
Okay.
So that way you can get verified. But when do you think you might be speaking with your son, Mike? I know he's got a pretty hectic schedule too, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, this is the kind of thing that if I think we need to go ahead and do it, we'll just do it. That's not a problem.
Okay. Well, did you want to give it a shot? I mean, this way we can get you through the process.
Yeah, I'm great with it. Do you have just a basic, like...
email? Your phone cut out.
Sorry, can build a file. Oh yeah, if you have just a standard proposal, you can send to me.
Yes. What's the best email for you?
No, the outlines cost. No, that'd be great.
Yeah.
MTB.
MTB.
At crystalfixit.com. Yeah.
At crystalfixit. I like that. I like that.
CHRISLLFIXIT. Yeah.
Uh huh.
It's definitely the most unusual appliance service and maintenance company in the name in the Quad Cities.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, everyone else just uses their last name usually. And we've got – and you've seen the website. There's that little cartoon character or whatever.
I
and
did.
The headlines. The stuff we write is that little cheeky.
Yes. That's awesome. I mean, you've done a really great job. You know what I mean?
The slogan says
super great.
Saving marriages one dishwasher at a time.
You know what? You're going to laugh when I tell you this, but my father-in-law and I'm the same. I don't use a dishwasher, right? I'm total old school, but my father-in-law, I'm not even joking. He will wash the dishes and then he'll throw them in the dishwasher. And my mother-in-law tells him all the time.
That's actually not good for him.
And she tells him all the time, Al, why do you do that?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. It's just a habit. And I think, isn't that the whole point of the dishwasher? It's going to take care of all of it for you, kind of save you the time?
And here's what you'll find is that, in fact, it's not good for the dishes or the dishwasher to do that. Because if the plates are too clean when you put them in, then all the heat and detergent will degrade the plate. And it's not good for the washer either. So you just need to scrape them out. You don't need to, I mean, you don't obviously take a whole pot of stew and just dump it in the dishwasher, but you just empty it and you know, maybe scrape
it out.
Probably
the majority of it, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Just the big
chunk. I'm so glad you told me that because that makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't think that you're not, you would think
it's stuff like, yeah, it's just like the best thing you can do to dry your clothes is shake them out when you take them out of the washer before you put them in the dryer. Because if you shake all the wrinkles out, there's more surface area to dry with the hot air, and it makes the dryer work more efficiently.
And I do
and
that.
And your clothes actually come out drier.
I do that. Only because, you know, sometimes you get stuff like, I don't know, I've just always done that. When I take the clothes out of the washer, I always shake them out, and then I throw them in the dryer.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm a real sticker about that.
They just take everything. They overstuff their washer and then they overstuff their dryer and then they can't figure out why their stuff doesn't smell good and why it's not really dry.
Exactly.
It's like,
well, yeah, that makes sense.
Use less soap, run smaller loads, and shake everything out before you put it in, and all of a sudden you're
having just because it says heavy duty doesn't mean do it to capacity, you know?
That's right.
So we share
like little bits of information like that, you know, with people. So
that's good.
You know, our long-term goal is to really build kind of this home service brand around Crystal Fix-It, have a bunch of people that are out doing it, and then see where it goes from there.
That's awesome. I sent you the email, Mike. It would have came from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It says Google and Facebook marketing. It'll show you that our platinum package, $249 month to month, the one time $99 setup fee. This is a price that you're actually grandfathered in. Now, I'll always be transparent. We're just going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2 month verbal agreement. You're paying monthly.
Sure.
I even read it to you in a voice verification and it'll outline the service agreement. Now, let's say you decide later on down the road you want to pause or cancel it. All we ask is you call at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, and we part as friends. And that's it.
Yeah.
The Google Business Profile, everything is yours. You hold full ownership to those profiles. We are just listed as managers. That is all.
Great.
Okay?
Great.
And then
the stuff that I've got set up so far, I guess when you start – getting ready to go into it. If you need me to add you to accounts or something like that, let me know.
Yes.
Can just
the only thing, the only thing that you're going to do is you'll be adding us on as managers. I mean, once your Google profile page, that, the Facebook page. Now, we're not going to be doing content like posting, right? We're not posting on your Facebook.
No.
What we're doing is managing the ads. I always encourage, make sure you're at least posting, even if once a month, to keep your content fresh, you know?
Keep in mind, my business is convincing clients to do that at least once a day. Yeah, so we're in good shape there.
I tell them at least once a month because, as you know, with business owners, not in your industry, but I'm talking about others that are wearing a lot of hats, right? And they don't have anyone like you helping your son. It's like pulling teeth. I'm like, look, even if it's once a month, even if you haven't finished the project, just post it, you know, having a good time, having fun on this job or whatever you got to say, because people at least know that, okay, hey, he's still around. When I see content that someone hasn't posted since like 2019, it's like kind of scary, you know, because it's like, you got to have somebody. I mean, get your wife to help you something, you know.
Well, like I explain to clients when they don't have fresh content on their website, it's like, you know, people don't know if you're alive.
Right.
I mean, it sounds drastic, but if you haven't updated your your copyright notice at the bottom of your website to read 2024 and
they don't know if you're still around.
They don't even know if you're like in business or even alive.
They might think like, oh, COVID took him out too. I mean, honestly, that's how I look at it whenever I see all the time. So you understand it. Now, I also sent you another email. This one's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So all it does is just gives you an overview of our reporting system. As I mentioned, you'll have that customized tracking and reporting system as well. Now, Mike, we're creating the account with us under your name, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yep.
And your last name?
It's Bawden, B-A-W-D-E-N.
B-A-W-B-E-N?
D as in David, E-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bawden, B-O-W-D-E-N. Got it. Okay.
Sorry, B-A-W. Yeah.
B-A. Okay. I was actually spelling it the other way. Okay.
That's all right. In fact, I'm sure there are people that have their names spelled that way, and we're probably related through distant relatives. Yeah.
But. Yeah. You just got the unique spelling. I know my brother-in-law's last name's Mersica, but his distant relatives spell it a little bit different, but it's pronounced the same, and it's because somewhere down the line, someone changed it, the spelling of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Well, and the fact is, like, in the 17th century, people did not spell.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, the phone number that I currently see listed as far as for the business is 563-241-5030. Mm-hmm. That's the number that should be promoted for the company, right? And that would be the best number for us to reach you on as well?
Yep.
Okay. And then I see Crystal, so it's Chris with an apostrophe LL, the word fix it. Should the LLC also be listed in that business name? Is that how you would want it to read? Is that how you put it to show on your profile?
So that's how I have it in the profile.
Okay.
And then when we're talking about the business as a brand, we don't include the LLC.
Okay.
I realize that sounds pretty...
No, that's okay. So on your Google, no, that's okay. I just want to make sure that it's consistent wherever we're promoting the business. So should it read with the LLC then? I mean, is that how you have it? I don't see it like that on your Facebook page, but when you're creating your Google business profile, did you create it with the LLC included?
It's a good question now that you ask that. Let me see exactly how we got that created.
Because anywhere else I see you listed, there is no LLC.
Yeah, you know.
Bizapedia has it.
Yeah, that's kind of going off the old stuff. Let's see. So like the Facebook business page and Facebook group name are both. I know, but it's Crystal Fix It LLC is the subdomain. And that's just because there's already a Crystal Fix It in like Montreal, Canada.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Who just had, So I'm just looking at it. Okay, I'll make an editorial decision here. No, we should not include the LLC as far as that.
Most
people aren't going to care. Just refer to it as Crystal Fix It.
Yeah, honestly, most people don't care, but we'll make sure that it doesn't not have the LLC, correct?
Nope, that's fine.
Okay. Yep. Now, right now, what I'm also sending you are two text messages. So I'm what's considered, Mike, the lead on the account, but I still always like for you to have my information for your records. This second text message that you're going to receive, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So you will have a team that's dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. And we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. If I'm not mistaken, you're on Central Time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you're 2 hours ahead of us. We're always here for you 9 to 6. Do notate that this coming Monday, which I just found out this morning, and I was like, oh, yeah, I get a three-day weekend. We're observing President's Day. So Monday we will not be here, right? I'm like shocked because usually we work the holidays, you know? I'm like, okay, cool. I get to go to boot camp early in the morning then instead of after when I get off of work. So that's a plus.
There you go.
So, yeah, so I sent you the text message on that. Did you get those two text messages with the phone number?
Yep. And a reply just so that you've got.
Beautiful. And I'm going to also suggest save the 877 number in your contacts under local splash. All right. I see your text. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Now,
you bet.
Are you verifying the business at, I found an address for you, and I don't even know if this is the address where you're verifying it. Is it 5004 State Street?
That is our home address. That's an older address. I'm trying to use 5012 State Street now.
5012 State Street. And I'm assuming this is also a residence, right?
It's, yeah.
Home office?
But it's, actually, it's a home office location. We actually have it sounds ridiculous. We have a carriage house with an apartment over it that I just use as a business address.
Oh, that's totally fine. Well, the reason that I ask is because we always like to hide the address. Google doesn't want your address showing. Okay, no one needs to know where you live at. Now, I have a question.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to do that. So.
Yeah, and you said it's 5012 State Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Riverdale as well?
So that is in Riverdale. However, depending
because
on which address database you use, it will often come up as Bettendorf because Riverdale and Bettendorf use the same post office. And
no
Bettendorf's a city of 30,000 and Riverdale is a city of 450. So, yeah. So very, it doesn't really matter if it's addressed Bettendorf or Riverdale, it'll still get us.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Yeah, because, you know, it'll give me suggestions. I typed in Riverdale, and it comes up, but when I click on it, it automatically populates it as Bettendorf. And I'm like,
Bettendorf.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And the zip code there is the 52722, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Same zip code for both cities,
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Oh, it's very confusing. The real estate professionals in our community hate it because –
Really?
Yeah, because Riverdale has a lower property tax base in Bettendorf, and so the real estate professionals when they're trying to help people look for houses, they go like, have you looked in Riverdale? And they're like, well, we looked in Bettendorf because we searched by zip, and it's like, no, if you plug in the name, you'll get like six or seven more houses, and the property taxes are all lower. So,
no wonder. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of thrilling local politics involved.
I bet.
Yeah.
Now, for the payment, the card that you're using, Mike, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's a business card, but it's my copy of it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm the card holder, but it's a company card.
Okay. What's the name that's exactly on the card? Is it just a company name, or it has your name on there too?
No. Mike Bodden.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And then does it have the business name as well or no?
Yep, Crystal Fix-It.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card? Is it the 5012 State Street?
Yep.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
Sure. It's 5113.
Uh-huh.
779-1843-3149.
I think the last, okay, so I got 5113, and I think where it kind of cut out was the next set of four numbers. I have 5113, and then I heard 79.
Yeah, it's 7979. So it's
7979. Okay.
Yes.
So 5113-7979-1843-3149, correct?
Yep.
Expiration month and year?
February 28.
Okay, and the CVV code on the back?
960.
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It's for your protection because I have you at a pricing, a discount and pricing program we don't typically advertise. What it's going to do is just going to outline the service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. It's a two-month verbal agreement. If you need a cancel, that you call at least 3 business days before the billing is due so that you don't get charged. When I am walking you through it, Mike, please, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me and say, Needy, wait. What does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Sounds great.
And I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us. You do have the choice that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
How about my mother's maiden name?
And what was her maiden name?
Garber, G as in Gus, A-R, B as in boy, E-R.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Chris will fix it. C-H-R-I-S apostrophe L-L. Then fix it, capital F-I-X-I-T.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Sure. My name is Mike. Last name's Bawden, B-A-W-D-E-N, and I'm the managing partner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Mike, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might have an update for you and we call you and we know you just can't pick up the phone because you're in the middle of something. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. I do want you to keep in mind that you might have a company, right? Once you start having more online presence, there might be a company calling you trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with this. We're not going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. How you can identify if it's us or not, Mike, just ask them, what's my security question? They hang up on you. You know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yep. Now,
great.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, just to kind of explain this too, we know that, you know, you're going to be starting your Google ads, you're doing, you have Yelp and you have these other directories, right? Your Facebook ads, I'm going to tell you don't manage them anymore because we're going to now start managing them. So I want you to save money, right?
Terrific.
If you were to do, let's say, additional marketing, we're just telling you, just give us a quick call so we can make sure we're not already including that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Nope. That sounds great.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 13th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means is that your second payment will be charged on March 13th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this is, like I said, the two-month verbal agreement. So once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Mm-hmm. Now, when you call that number, you'll hit, I believe it's prompt one. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel it, we ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, if you need to pause or cancel it, make sure you call at least 3 business days before the 13th, so that way you don't get mm-hmm. charged on that date. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm just going to be updating your package, and then I'll be processing the payment. We're going to also schedule a client interview for you. So I want you to kind of start thinking about how your schedule looks, okay, while I'm looking at the calendar as well. The client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer, but you'll be speaking with our technician about the keywords, about your verification process that you're going through right now, about your Facebook ads, the areas we're targeting. This is like where I say the magic happens. Now, we mm-hmm. do block out an hour, but we schedule it at a time that is convenient for you. It could take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, Mike, just depending on how many questions or details you have. Now, I'm going to kind of go over some of the times that I have left for today for a client interview, just to see if by chance if any of those times work for you. But the time okay. that I give you is based off of your time zone, okay?
Okay.
So I have an appointment available. This is the last appointment I have. This one is actually 3 to 4 o'clock your time. Would that work for you?
Sure, that works fine.
Perfect. Okay, let me get this email sent over to you. Now, we're going to call you, Mike, from an 877 number, so just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Let's say when we call you, you need 5 or 10 more minutes because you're in the middle of something. Just pick up the call, and we will call you back in, 5, 10 minutes, whatever time you need. And we'll send you a reminder, in fact, an hour before your client interview, just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. You're going to receive this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to call you between 3 and 4 your time, okay? And then let's see here. Now, I'm also just going to go over a few notes for our technician just so that they know where to start from, okay? So let me get mm-hmm. this sent to you real quick. MTB, there we go. Oh, you got your picture on the email, right? It pops up a photo.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think mine pops up too.
Yes, it does.
Someone had told me one time, oh, now I can match the voice with the face. Okay, perfect. Now, let's take a look here. All right, so under the services, what did you want me to notate? I mean, I know, obviously, appliance repair, but what else? Do you do the, does he do HVAC as well?
He does, yeah, they do HVAC maintenance.
Okay.
And repair services. They don't do installation.
Okay.
And then all of the other, kitchen and laundry appliance maintenance.
Okay.
So, and, and service. We're certified warranty service provider for GE brands and Whirlpool
really?
Brands.
Really? Oh,
we'll
wow.
hear back probably in the next week from Sub-Zero, and
no
which
way.
Is Sub-Zero, Viking, and Wolf.
That is awesome.
And then we also work on everything else, all the other brands. And occasionally Chris has fixed other things that people need to have fixed, but we're really just focusing primarily on appliances. So we do service and repair work as well as preventive maintenance.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, yeah, so we actually have a preventive maintenance program that we offer to residential customers where they can basically
get
to 6 appliances, and we do a census, take a look, figure out what's still got warranty coverage, what doesn't have
uh-huh.
warranty coverage, take a look at how things are set up, make sure that everything's as optimized as it can be, and make sure that no one's looking at a imminent problem. And then we do a mid-year check and like replace filters and do all that kind of stuff. And
that
allows customers to, that plan that they pay for, it's basically $50 a month. The plan they pay for then allows them to call at any time if there's a problem with the appliance. And the diagnostic work is free. And if we can fix the problem on the diagnostic call, then you just pay for the part. There's no labor.
That's so good. So you know, my sister-in-law, she had bought, you know, we're in California, right? But she had bought one of those, you know, now, I mean, the refrigerators, I still have like an old school type of refrigerator, you know, well, I don't want to say old school, but it's not like the digital, right? It's a newer one, but not digital. But she had bought the digital one, and I kid you not, she has had to twice have someone come out and service it because something stopped working or the LED or I don't know what it was, but she bought it through Sears. It had just expired.
Yeah, the warranty had. Yep.
Yes.
So here's the crazy thing about that with most of those appliances, with a lot of appliances, not most, but with a lot of appliances, the warranty is only a 1-year warranty.
Yes.
Except for certain parts, like in dryers, it's like the dryer tub or the washer tub and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Or some of the other, like the compressor in a refrigerator, the stuff that's really expensive to fix. Well, sometimes have like a 10-year warranty. And if a consumer doesn't know that, they don't that they could call in and have that replacement part sent to them for free. And then you just pay to have it installed.
Really?
So, and like a compressor's $400.
Oh my
plus
gosh.
Plus installation. You know, it can be $200 or $300 to install it, plus $400 for the part. You're looking at a $700 repair on a refrigerator that if the refrigerator is 5 years old, you're kicking yourself because it's like half the price of the refrigerator. Who wants to do that? But if you've got under preventive maintenance program, see, we identify all that stuff, right? And make sure that the customer knows what kind of coverage they have.
Oh wow!
And like I said, if we can service it on the diagnostic call, then you just pay for the part. If we come out and do the diagnosis and it's like, oh, this you're gonna need this to get it fixed, then instead of paying for usually $100 an hour, it's $40 a half hour under the preventive maintenance program. Plus, you get 10% off the
price. So that's a good program.
So there's a cost savings. Yeah, there's a cost.
Oh yeah, for sure.
To customers to go ahead and do that. Plus the peace of mind of knowing that someone's going to come out and take a look at stuff every 6 months to make sure everything's in good shape.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll tell you, like I said, she had to end up paying for it. Like she missed it by one day. She was like, oh my gosh, I want to kick myself. So the lady worked it out with her. She's like, listen, just pay it right now. We're going to have someone come out. Cause it wasn't like, it wasn't even a full day, right? That it had expired. But since then, you know, she had to get it serviced again, and she's just like, and she ended up finding, because, you know, she called a regular guy, right? And a guy came out, and he's like, I don't work on these. There's some of them that don't have the knowledge, I guess, with the newer models.
Right. Yep.
So she's just like, but she did find one guy that is, like, super on top of it. That's, like, her go-to guy now. So I'm like,
so
well, that's good, Michelle.
I mean, we pay like $500 a year to have, for our tech guys to have an app on their phone that they can take their phone, turn on the app, and put it next to a GE appliance and get all the diagnostic readings out of it that they need.
Really? Wow. That's good.
So you see, independent, but you have to be an authorized GE servicer to be able to do that. And most people, you know, don't do that.
Well, good for you guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just different. You have to be willing to make the investment in the tools and the education.
And that's investment, not You know, and that's why I say it's got to, you got to look at everything as being investing in the company for it to continue to grow. Now, you want to keep the Facebook ads within a 30-mile radius, right?
Yeah.
Riverdale, 30 miles. Okay.
Yep. Everything within 30 miles of that zip code.
Okay. And within 30 miles. Okay. And then, let's see. I put in here that you're already going through the verification process, but seems like it's been stuck for 2 days, so that way they can take a look at that. And then licensed and insured or in the process?
Pardon me?
Are you guys licensed and insured or in the process?
Yes.
It's not a requirement.
Yeah, we're licensed.
I just asked out of habit.
Yep. Nope, we are.
Okay. Yeah. And then I see the Facebook URL I attached there. You guys don't need a tracking number, do you? Because there's always an option. We could put a tracking number instead of them seeing your actual phone number, but it does come with an app that you download from the App Store. It doesn't cost you anything, but it's just something that we do offer if you should ever need a tracking number. So
yeah,
just an FYI.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. And I want to be able to turn over everything that I've got going right now with Google and with Facebook advertising over to you guys and let you go ahead and manage it and fix it. That'd be great.
Do you prefer
the Home Advisor?
The Home Advisor, we don't touch that
Yelp stuff. Yeah, I know. We've got Home Advisor and Yelp, and honestly, it's going to be like 9 months, and we'll see how, or 3 months, and we'll see how they do. And you know, we're not, because all of the, each leads off of each of those will go to different landing pages.
Okay.
I'll be able to look at our Google Analytics
sense.
And know exactly where the leads are coming from.
Okay. Now, Mike, as far as hours of operation, what are the typical hours? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, from 8 to 6 p.m. And then on Saturday from 10 to 2.
10 to 2 on Saturday, right? Okay. And then when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I prefer email.
Email? Okay. And
then
what forms of payments are you guys accepting from your clients? Cash, checks, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, PayPal, Cash App?
Yes, all of it but crypto. I mean, we obviously don't take crypto.
Bitcoin. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. We'll take cash, check, credit card, and Venmo.
Okay.
And we'll be switching probably in the next month. We're going to change our credit card processor to Rossware, and that's tied into our job dispatch and tracking service. So, that'll
make
be
it
nice.
So much easier for you guys. Perfect. Now, what I need you to find is the email that says initial invoice, and we also sent it to you in a text message. It came either before or after the welcome one.
All right.
And it'll say, "Dear Mike, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email."
Let's see.
Or it'll say, "Hello, Mike." It won't say, "Dear." It'll say, "Hello, Mike."
Got welcome to Local Splash, and then what was it?
Before or after that one?
I've got the invitation to the meeting. Let's see. Welcome to Local Splash. Action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification.
Oh,
and
if you want to, just to be ahead of the game, not that we're going to need it, but I would say if you want to, just to kind of take an extra step, if you want to send us any photos of any of those items that are listed, this way, if there's any issues and Google says, well, we need these items, we already have them, right? It's for your verification. Whatever ones you have, send it. Whatever ones you don't worry about it. But there should be another one that says, "Hello, Mike. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email." And then it goes on to read. Really? Okay. Let me resend. Did you sign it already?
You know what? It's like, No. Probably.
You
I signed
did.
The document earlier.
So that's okay.
I need to
so you already jumped ahead of the game. So let me tell you. That's the part I wanted you to see. So I'm going to go over the timeline with you now. We don't have your username or password yet for your customized tracking and reporting system, the one that's asking you for the username and password. Okay, because the technician's going to create that. So starting from today, which I'm glad we're doing your client interview, we're getting moving here. So within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in the directories, our directory submission of Bing, and we're not going to touch Yelp just because you're already doing that on your own, but Apple Maps is part of our directory submission too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're also going to receive your login credentials. So within 5 to 7 days, be on the lookout for an email with that link for your customized tracking and reporting system. We'll give you a username and a password that you can update it to a password of your choice. Okay.
Okay.
7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live, up and running. The technician's going to go with you on what you want created with those, because you know you can run promotions or, you know, whatever you want to run on those ads. We're going to create them and manage them. Now, the first page placement on Google, we're always going to say 30 to 45 days is our promise. I have seen at times where it's happened sooner, but our promise is always going to be 30 to 45. The technician is also aware, because I did notate, you're kind of stuck for the last 2 days waiting for the verification. So I want them to take a look at it to see what's missing so we can push that through to get done quicker, right?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
One thing I will tell you is this. As we're completing these steps, we're also sending you notifications, keeping you aware of when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directories. We like to keep you in the loop as these things are being processed, okay? Any questions, concerns, updates, changes, you're going to contact customer service, and we are really good about customer service response. If no one's available at the time when you call, they will. We always say 24 hours, but I have seen where they've called a lot sooner, okay?
Sure.
If it is something urgent, I can't make the change, but let's say you just couldn't wait, right? I need to talk to someone, like, right now. You're welcome to call me. I would just send them the message that someone needs to get to you as soon as someone's available. But we're really prideful on our customer service and assisting our clients. But I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you, Mike. And I have to say, you have done an excellent job, a lot on your own. You've done a good job. So is there any other questions? For your client interview, we will send you a reminder an hour before to let you know what's coming up in the next hour. If I am not already on another call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling to introduce you to your technician. If I'm not available when it's time to call you, they're going to call you directly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nope,
well, any other questions?
Nope, not right now. I do appreciate your help on all this. So look forward
to
seeing
what
you guys can do.
I'm so excited. I know, right? I'm so excited for you. And it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for your time. It's greatly appreciated.
You bet. Well, thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you in a few hours, okay?
All right. You bet.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
You too.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.